Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
It's true. Both of those things.
Exactly.
Welcome back in. It's the Friday episode, show number 588. As we close in, we hurtle towards 600 shows. Should we do 666 and just shut it down?
I think that would be great.
The devil made me do it. I don't know. We got some time. We'll see how it goes. coming up on the show today, they made a new, they put a new warning out in Toronto that had nothing to do with the people driving on the sidewalk killing people. We'll get to that. There's a reason why that stayed until this show. It's time for another short episode of Meanwhile in North Carolina as we check in with Kareem's people.
It's funny. One of my friends suggested that to me.
So, well, I mean, there's a lot going on. I'm going to blame the humidity. Just going to go ahead and blame the humidity. Oh, God. Oh, boy. So... It's time to get in shape. You know, just getting to be that time of year when everybody goes, it's time to get in shape. Mm-hmm. Or you look down and you don't see your feet and you're like, you know, you should probably do something about that.
Yeah.
So, burned off three, and we talked about it a little bit last week. I burned off our last three personal training sessions at the California Family Fitness before we canceled the gym membership.
Oh.
So we weren't going to the goddamn gym.
Yeah.
So why pay for a gym membership if you're not going to go? It's California. You can go outside and walk and bike and do all sorts of shit, which I'm far more likely to do than I am to go to the gym.
Yeah, I just got roped into a nutrition plan for the next month.
Okay, there you go. All sorts of things. Jason's a father of a toddler, so he's got an excuse.
Yeah, still hadn't dropped all that baby weight yet.
Oh, that's not fair. Don't blame the baby. Don't do that.
Oh man.
So I have, and thank you, Rohit, for beating my ass for three sessions.
Rohit.
Really good trainer, good dude. I have decided to get the Diamond Dallas Page DDP Yoga Now app.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
And as we sit here, today was the first day. This morning I did the first workout. And I discovered a couple of things. Things I kind of already knew were confirmed to me. First of all, I'm really not flexible. and the other thing is, and this is, it's not really surprising because I am strong in a lot of ways. Like, I will happily push you to the ground and throw you around. But when it comes to doing things like the yoga moves, not strong. Not strong. It's a whole different set of things. And the beauty of the DDP yoga is on, and it's an app, so it's all stuff, you know, put it on the TV, whatever, and just do it on the phone if you want. But there's always somebody in the group that's doing a modified version of the exercise, which is nice.
Yeah.
Because I can't do the main version of the exercise. For some of them I could, most of them I could not. I had to modify in some way, shape, or form. So that was really nice to have that. But, yeah, it was good to do get the first one out of the way. The only problem was I downloaded the app a week and a half ago. So it thinks that I just willy-nilly skipped the first week and a half.
Oh.
So I'm on week three and it's like, you missed all of these. And it's like, no, I hadn't actually started. I just downloaded the app. I didn't really start until now. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. I had the DVDs a few years ago, and I know I loaned them to somebody, yeah. But I don't know who, and I never got them back.
Oh, that's such an asshole.
Because I couldn't find them anywhere. But the nice thing about the app, it's got all the basic ones that were on the DVDs, plus a bunch of new ones. There's a ton of stuff, like he's got a nutrition plan. There's a ton of new things. This program is so comprehensive, and this is kind of cool. He's got workouts that start for people who cannot get out of bed.
Oh, wow.
The first set is bed to chair. Then it's chair to floor. So you can start being completely bedbound and doing this program and work your way out.
Oh, wow.
So
if, DDP.
If you can do that, if people can do that, then I should be able to get into shape.
Are you going to be able to do the diamond cutter after you finish?
I can do that now. Oh. That's actually one of the moves. You have to hold up in the diamond cutter. But, yeah, it's this kinetic resistance where you just tense your muscles through every movement that you do, which sounds really weird, like something you would do as a little kid. But after about 10 minutes of that, you start to get tired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit of work. So that's what I'm doing.
Is the app free? Is it?
Well, the app is free, but if you actually want the workouts, it's a subscription plan.
How much is the subscription?
If you do the year, it's $107 okay. for a year. It's $30 a month, and then there's a 3-month plan. But I signed up for it, and it said what I had heard was there was a 7-day free trial. It gave me 30. So, because I'm getting to the end of the first week, I'm like, well, shit, I better get my credit card in there and get this paid. And it said, you're in a trial period, ends May 12th. And I'm like, oh, it gave me a month. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And the one thing that's nice about this is right in the app, you take a series of photos so that you track your progress. Front, side, bending over to see how far you can bend over.
Oh, okay.
Then they've got like a catcher's position. And then they have one that's called roundhouse, where you stand on one foot and you lift the other leg up and you grab your toe.
Yeah.
Now, in an ideal world, with roundhouse, you've got your toe somewhere up around your chest or shoulder. I could not actually grab my toe. I could have, but I would have fallen down.
Yeah, I don't think I could grab my toe.
Well, you're not standing up. But just to give you a little bit of an idea, that was where I started. That was the whole starting point. And it's nice to actually have that because you go in the app and you can track your progress and it will actually show you how you're doing. And if you really get into it, it won't sync with my Apple Watch, but it will sync with some heart rate monitors. If you are diabetic, you can put your blood sugar in there and track it that way just to see the difference in your blood sugar as you're following the program, your blood pressure. And go ahead and do that. So it's really super comprehensive. And I was kind of sold on the whole thing initially. And this is the main video on their website. It's this guy named Arthur, who was a paratrooper, who was walking around with two canes, who was told he would never walk unassisted again. And he started doing it, and he was falling over. And then at about the 2.5-3 minute in where he'd been doing it, you see him, he's lost a bunch of weight, he's in shape, and he starts running. A guy who was told he would never walk without assistance starts running. It's just crazy. And like Chris Jericho went back to wrestling, he's 47 years old.
Yeah.
And that's just unheard of. But yeah, he designed this whole program to help rehab his back after he got hurt. So yeah. And
go ahead, DDP.
Really inspiring dude to just listen to. If you want to buy the DVDs, they're on sale right now, like 20% off. So you can buy the whole 42 workouts on DVD plus the poster, and it's $96. Or you can get in with the little combo pack for $64. So it's a bunch of stuff. Well, you will need here's the fun thing. So he's got a pro yoga mat for sale on his website. $136. Like, no.
Holy shit, Batman.
Well, it is luxuriously dense and spacious for unmatched comfort and cushioning. Designed for performance and durability. I have the one that I bought a few years ago for, I believe it was $17 at Sports Authority.
That sounds about right.
It's still fine.
Yeah.
It's still absolutely fine.
$136, you better stretch me.
It's 9.5 pounds, which seems a little heavy for a yoga mat. So it's 85 by 26 and it's 6 millimeters thick. So, I mean, shit, you can roll that out and stand on it in your kitchen.
Oh, they have a regular yoga mat for $50.
Yeah, on sale. It's 85 inches. So if you want a really long yoga mat, unnecessary.
Yeah. He's a tall guy.
He is. I mean, if you're a super tall guy, yeah, but yeah, I'm
just trying to help him out. I'm not.
I'll buy that $136 yoga mat.
I'm not trying to help him out that much.
And that one is not on sale.
It is not.
That was the only thing that's
probably
not
never
on
goes
sale.
On sale.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, going. Let's see what all the workout products are. I mean, shit, there's no sporting goods stores anymore, so what are you going to do? That's the DVDs. It's really exciting. What? Right now, buy any DVDs and get 3 months free on the app. The app's nice if you're traveling, and I mean, now you can just hook your phone up to a TV, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I have TVs that do not have a DVD player hooked up to them. So yeah. That would be kind of a pain in the ass to do that. But yeah, it's something I'm trying. So we'll see how it goes.
Cool.
It'll go fine. Here's the thing about literally about anything. If you do it, it will probably work to an extent.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, it's not going to work.
Yeah. It's definitely not going to work.
That's always the problem.
Yeah.
God damn it, I stopped working. You know, when I stopped doing DDP yoga the first time, it stopped working, and I do not understand.
No.
Do not understand. Whew. All right. Well, this weekend, what's going on this weekend? Anything good? You guys got anything? Last weekend, we went to the vet with Pete because he had an upset stomach and was breathing weird and dropped way too much money.
Oh, yeah.
They had to do x-rays and blood work and the whole thing to.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. Last Saturday was my goddaughter's senior prom.
Saw the photos.
So we got one of my friends to do her hair for that. And we went to the Rose Garden at the Capitol, and everybody and their mama that was at prom age was out there taking pictures.
We went out, what was it? Was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday night, we went to Pyology.
Yeah.
In Midtown. And there were so many prom kids out. It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So it was so that was nice. I don't even know what I'm doing this weekend.
I've stopped making plans because we've had to cancel them the past two weekends because somebody's been sick, whether it's Leslie or myself or the dog.
Yeah. Michelle and Dege Otello's coming to town soon. I need to find out what day that is.
Is she bringing John Cougar Mellencamp with her?
She is not.
Because that's the only thing I know that she did.
Yeah. She just did she has a new CD out called Ventriloquist where she did a bunch of covers.
Okay.
A bunch of R&B and hip hop covers.
Oh.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Jason, you'll be a little trip to the Home Depot. Nice little weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to. I think we're going to try to. My dad might be in town. I don't know. We'll see what. I've just stopped making plans because.
I will be making a trip to the Home Depot because we got a gift card for my girlfriend's boss.
Oh, nice.
As her bonus, so we're going to buy a grill this weekend.
Have either of you seen A Quiet Place yet?
No.
No.
Go see A Quiet Place in the theater.
Mm.
Not even kidding. Not even kidding. It will not be the same at home. It is to be experienced in a theater. It it bounced back to number one this week at the box office.
Yeah, well, did you see what came out last week?
Right, but it dropped to number two. Rampage beat it in the second week, and then it went back to number one.
Because people saw Rampage.
People saw Rampage. I saw the preview for it and went, I do not need to see Rampage.
Yeah.
You're not going to fool me this time, Dwayne.
And again, I think we talked about it last week, Kareem, but it's not really my type of, but still, it's stuck with me. And not in the way that's like, oh, it's real, it's creepy, it's horror, it's scary, you know, that type of thing where you have nightmares. I just keep thinking about how fucking well executed everything in this film was.
Hmm.
Okay.
So, was it John or Josh Krasinski? It's
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. He did a good job, huh?
He did an amazing job. He was the lead and the director, and his wife was also in the film. Really small cast. And and it is the quietest theater experience you will ever have. Unless you go to the theater where my coworker went with her mom and her grandmother, and her grandmother was asking questions like, "Why do they do that?" I would have lost my shit. I would have been like, "Old woman, shut up."
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Oh my God. But the theater I went to, it was just dead quiet the whole time.
Yeah.
Like dead quiet.
Might do that.
Basically, and I think this isn't really a spoiler. This is kind of what's known. There are monsters that attack based solely on sound. They cannot see. They only attack sound. So they have to be quiet.
I kind of want to see it. My girlfriend definitely doesn't want to see
it. Yeah, my wife definitely doesn't want to see
it. Oh, make them go. It's an amazing movie.
No, they won't. My wife will never forgive me if I take her to a horror.
She will love the part where she gives birth.
No.
Yes, there's a birth in the movie.
No.
Come on, you're all about birth and babies.
Yeah.
No, I'm down to watch this. I will go see the movie, but Chris is not
going
to see it.
Yeah, go see. I cannot stress this enough. Go see it in the theater because it will not be the same at home. If anything, it will be worse if you see it at home because that whole idea of if I make a sound, the monsters will come and kill me. You don't want that in your home.
That's probably true.
So above and beyond, that's a really good reason, but.
Yeah, I definitely couldn't show it. Watch it at the house with her there. Then that would ruin my life.
Right. Honestly, I think it's the best film. It's the best movie I've seen since Get Out, and I think it's better than Get Out.
Huh.
Because Get Out was interesting. It was well done. This movie is just different. It's special.
Okay.
It's special. It's not going to win an Oscar because Oscar is a bunch of dicks. But yeah, go see it.
Yeah.
All right. So New York's Hot 97 radio host. Ebro Darden, sorry, am I pronouncing that right? Ebro Darden says he had a recent phone conversation with Kanye West in which the rapper said, quote, he loves Donald Trump and said that people weren't there for him when he was addicted to opioids and in the hospital.
So when Ebro's like Madonna, he only goes by one name is Ebro.
Well, I'm just reading.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm just reading. I'm just reading from Twitter moments now.
It's like Sway in the morning. It's just Sway. One, who the fuck knew he was addicted to opioids?
Right? He kept it secret.
First time I heard that. And I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of people that were with him when he started that he don't necessarily fuck with now. And that's partly his fault that they're not there for him.
Yeah.
Probably mostly his fault that they're not there for him. They probably have tried to save him from himself on a number of times. And I was like, okay, nigga, if you want to go down this road, then go right on in. We're not going to fight you.
Yeah. So we learn. I mean, obviously there have been rumors of some sort of drug issue with Kanye.
Yeah.
He was clearly not in a great space a few years ago.
Yeah.
But this is the first time it's sort of been publicly confirmed by anybody.
The idea that he loves Donald Trump.
Man, I love Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Well, he's rich.
He's rich and he's brash. I've come to the conclusion that Donald Trump is the white N-word.
Oh.
I actually get the appeal to poor white people.
Well, yeah, because this is what you could become.
Well, this is what you could become.
It's the American dream that everybody buys into that they don't understand they have no ability to do.
Yeah. And the fact that they will never be accepted even if they make it to the American dream. Because that's where his problem is. Donald Trump is like, he's not black, but he's akin to a black person to the fact that he's become as successful as he is and he's still not necessarily accepted by society.
Well, that's because he's an asshole.
Well, that is the case, but he doesn't see it as that's
right.
The case. Yeah.
Here's the thing about Kanye. Putting all that aside, I've seen some people retweeting Kanye. He said some really insightful things on Twitter lately.
Yeah.
And then he said some really batshit crazy Kanye things on Twitter lately. he tweeted things like, if your foresight is incredible, stay stubborn to your vision. By the way, How do you know for sure your foresight is incredible? Everybody thinks theirs is.
Yeah.
But most people are wrong about that. You just have a dumb idea.
Yeah.
He also tweets, I've always had a desire to do things people wouldn't even think to do. Well, so is everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone should be their own biggest fan.
No. Yes and no. There's being your own biggest fan. That's there's standing up for yourself
and having confidence in yourself.
And having confidence in yourself and being using your confidence in yourself as a shield. That's what he did.
Oh yeah, he did. I mean, and I've been guilty of that too. You get like, oh yeah, whatever. Yeah. And it's really because you're like, well, I don't believe any of that shit.
Yeah.
He tweeted that Prince opened up for Rick James. Everybody has to start somewhere. That's a pretty good place to start.
Yeah, Prince opened up for Mick Jagger. I mean, for the Rolling Stones.
Again pretty fucking good place to start.
Yeah.
He said even Prince once had an access pass. He did, on the Rick James tour, it's name Prince, position musician/star.
Yeah.
I love Prince with the porn stash though.
Yeah.
He said life is more exciting than the movies. Not most people's.
No.
It really isn't. He said Donald Glover is a free thinker. Okay. He also tweeted, I feel like I'm 18 year old again when I make beats for Nas.
Nas.
Whatever. he also said, new ideas will no longer be condemned by the masses. We are on the frontier of massive change, starting from breaking out of our mental prisons. Are we sure he's off the drugs?
Oh, he's in his pussy prison.
Who's he tweeting about right here? Is this Scott Adams?
Yeah, something about Scott Adams, which I'm not getting into, because Scott Adams is a dick.
Is that the atheist dude?
No. Scott Adams is the guy who drew Dilbert.
Yeah. And he used to work for Pacific Bell at the San Ramon office.
Yeah.
When he first started.
I'm supercharged, about to take this whole thing to Mars. I don't know. He's also excited that he got a Tesla.
Congratulations.
Said, I'm in the future. No, you're in a Tesla. By the way, Nissan makes electric cars too.
Yeah. I'm hand producing all of these records.
he's artisanal at this point.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's something. I don't know why he's sharing all of these things.
Because he loves Donald Trump now.
From Scott Adams. Let's hear a little bit. Here's a 16
second. And once we get to a higher plane of sort of understanding how reality works and how people actually think and how we're not really rational and we're also not as crazy as we like to think the other person is.
Yeah, you are. All right. That's the guy who drew Dilbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was so upset with his...
Jason the mic stand is drifting.
His job. So upset with his job, had to create Dilbert.
Yep, that's true. There we go. You can talk
while
we're doing this, Jason.
That guy, he hated his job so much that he drew a comic about how much he hated his job. Like, that's... And made,
maybe he was just shitty at his job.
He could have been.
Maybe that's it. Because people who tend to complain a lot about their jobs are bad at them.
Well, he quit that job, so he's definitely a quitter.
Quitter. Quitter. Boycott Dilbert. Boycott the 90s. Bless you. All right, I do not know why this was even a thing. I really don't understand any of this. Shania Twain is a country artist from Canada who has now apologized for saying that she would have voted for Trump even though he was offensive.
What did I say a few minutes ago?
She said, I would have voted for him because even though he was offensive, he seemed honest. You are a gullible bitch.
Get the fuck out of here.
She said, do you want straight or polite? Not that you shouldn't be able to have both. If I were voting, I just don't want BS. I would have voted for a feeling that it was transparent and politics have a reputation of not being that. Right? What are you doing? You're Canadian. You can't even vote anyway. Why are you answering a hypothetical question that can do nothing but hurt you?
What did I say earlier? Last show?
A lot of stuff about white women.
There you go. 51%, 57%, somewhere in there.
She backpedaled later that day. From the remarks apologizing.
Whoa. I didn't mean what I said.
She said, I am passionately against discrimination of any kind and hope it's clear from the choices I have made and the people I stand with that I do not hold any common moral beliefs with the current president. My limited understanding was that the president talked to a portion of America like an accessible person they could relate to as he was not a politician.
I do not want anybody that I can relate to be fucking president.
Well, so my answer was awkward, but certainly should not be taken as representative of my values, nor does it mean I endorse him. You said you would have voted for him.
That's an endorsement.
That is an endorsement.
Yeah.
I make music to bring people together. My path will always be one of inclusivity, as my history shows.
Well, guess what? You have a bunch of racist followers now. You just need to turn it like, listen, you'll sell some albums, and you'll definitely tour some fairs. With a very spirited group of people.
Why even answer this question? Why even answer this question? If you're anybody whose entire living is based upon the public.
Because she thought she was talking to country fans and that there would be no blowback, that she was talking to the people that voted for Trump.
Look.
She thought that's who she thinks her fans are.
If she gave that interview, between the time he was elected and the time he was inaugurated, I think most people would go, you know what? Okay, that seems reasonable.
Yeah.
We've had almost a year and a half of him as president.
Yeah.
We know he's shown everybody what he is.
Yeah. And now if you answer that question, you're just a racist.
Well, I think she's just stupid.
I think that she's latently racist now. If she is totally okay, it's one of those things now. Like, you cannot deny the facts of, like, what's going on with him. And, say somebody that would even say now, like, you know, I think I would have voted for him. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd vote for him.
Well, she said she would have at the time.
Yeah.
But
like, to even say that about the, like, you don't, like, why would you even align yourself, like, unless, like, I,
someone, unless you're, someone in that position, you have nothing to gain and everything to lose by taking any position on it.
Right.
And why do that?
You out yourself as being latently racist.
Here are some of the other things that we learned about her in the interview. She alleges that her stepfather abused her sexually, physically, and psychologically starting when she was about 10. Mm. She'd opted to stick the abuse out rather than report it and be separated from her siblings in foster homes. So there's something in me that says a family should stay together.
Man.
So, okay. So now, knowing that she is the survivor of abuse in the way that she thinks, supporting someone like Donald Trump starts to make a little bit more sense.
Yes.
It starts to make a little bit more sense. There's nothing to be gained by even answering that question. Nothing to be gained by answering that question ever. Do you know who Bon Jovi supports?
No, because he wants
to. Bon Jovi wants to make money.
No, you know what? He's his own biggest fan.
He's his own biggest fan. Bon Jovi. Bruce Springsteen? Well, Bruce Springsteen has come out and said a few things here and there, but you know who, that's his brand.
Yeah.
That is his brand. Supporting Ronald Reagan all the way. oh, Shania Twain.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so Barbara Bush passed away, and now she is they've had the funeral. And by the time you hear this, her husband, the first President Bush, Who knows if he's even going to make it until this show drops, because the day after the funeral, he was admitted to the hospital.
Yeah, he got really sick.
He's had a lot of health issues recently. They were married for, I believe it was 73 years?
Yeah, somewhere like that.
And in addition to his literal ass-grabbing that he was doing here and there, he was clearly devoted to his wife because, you know, he comes from a time when you could do both. We were multitaskers back then.
Yeah.
He's the greatest generation of multitaskers. There is a professor at Fresno State who basically, before Barbara Bush was cold, came out and was saying a lot of things. Now, maybe some of them are true. Maybe some of them were true at one point and then no longer true, because that happens with people as time goes past. Former President Bill Clinton, the man who once campaigned against her husband, called Bush a remarkable woman with grit and grace and brains and beauty. Another former president, Barack Obama, said she had the humility and decency that reflects of the very best of the American spirit. But a creative writing professor at Cal State University Fresno had a blunt message for those offering up fond remembrances. She tweeted, "Barbara Bush was a generous and smart and amazing racist who, along with her husband, raised a war criminal." In another tweet, she wrote, "I'm happy the witch is dead. I can't wait for the rest of her family to fall to their demise the way 1.5 million Iraqis have." Bye!
Oh, gosh.
She then argued with critics for hours during an overnight tweet storm that sparked backlash that would soon prompt the university to distance itself from her remarks. School officials also said they were reviewing the tenured professor's position, and the university's president and provost have rebuked her. More than 2,000 people have replied to her before she made her Twitter account private. Some were upset at what they viewed as her incivility about a woman widely regarded as genteel. For others, the sin was more basic. She had spoken ill to the dead. Gerard, who's the professor, pointed to the comments as an example of what it's like to be an Arab American, Muslim American woman with some clout online expressing an opinion. Said, "Look at the racists going crazy in my mentions right now." The professor, go ahead.
To be fair, you did just like, you know, say that you can't wait for a bunch of other people to just die. I'm sorry, but when you come out with vet, I mean, people are going to say a bunch of.
Well, she also taunted those attacking her, sharing a contact number that was of Arizona State University suicide hotline. Said she was a tenured professor who makes $100,000 a year, and said, "I will never be fired." Enraged, some people tagged Fresno State and the institution's president, Joseph Castro, demanding that she be fired. She laughed at them. "LOL, let me help you out. You should tag my president. What I love about being an American professor is my right to free speech. And what I love about Fresno State is that I always feel protected and at home here. Go Bulldogs."
Yeah, but unfortunately, you're not free from, like...
She has tenure.
Well, here's the thing.
It's going to take an act of Congress to get her fired.
Jason, here's what saves her. Was it in poor taste? Yes, it was. Was it over the line? Probably. Here's where she is protected. She does not incite violence toward anybody. It does qualify as free speech, and because she works for the State University of California, which is a government school, she cannot be fired for exercising free speech, because that would violate her First Amendment rights. The First Amendment doesn't grant you just free speech. It basically grants you protection from the government punishing you for free speech. So, in theory, she's absolutely right. She's not going to get fired because she is a tenured professor, and it would be the government that would have to terminate her employment, which would technically violate the First Amendment. And I guarantee you there is a gaggle of lawyers lined up around the block that would love to take this case on. Never mind the ACLU.
Yeah. I was going to say, they're going to have to get in line behind the ACLU.
Here's the problem. As distasteful as she was, and she was, she's right. You can't touch her for that. And by the way, this is what free speech is about. She expressed hate for individual people for the way they conducted themselves. It's not discriminatory. She did not step up and say, all white people need to be killed. Yeah. I hope all white people die. She was incredibly specific about that one family and her reasons behind that.
Yeah, so it wasn't about race, gender, or anything like that. So
right.
She's
not stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she, but
distasteful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, this is another level chess game. And by the way, I can't even imagine the mentions that she got.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even want to look because I don't want to read that type of, cause you know, she was called all sorts of names because people are going to start to hear about that and it's going to drive them insane.
No, and then of course it drives all the racist people go out and just.
Yeah. I guarantee you there was at least 50 people who use the term sand N-word for her. I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to look. I know. So I was like, holy hell. I watched this unfold and I'm like, well, that's, I don't really care for her, but she's not wrong.
Yeah.
They're not going to fire her. Because I don't know that they get. First of all, I don't think Fresno State wants to get into that.
No,
well, I don't think that you see. Is it Fresno State or it's a state?
So the only
it's
only,
a state.
Yeah. So the only way that there's really going to be much issue is if there's like a protest against her.
Well, I was wondering
and
it can't be part of her contract though, or part of like saying that she can't do things that reflect badly or say things that reflect badly upon the university. Like there has to be.
She told her truth.
Yeah. That's it.
That's pretty much
it's not a private business, Jason. It's a state aid, it's a state school. And so, that's the government. Now, any private employer, if she works for any private employer or a private college, she's gone. She's out on the street right now.
Yeah.
Out on her ass.
But she works for a state school.
And she knows that.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile.
And nobody cares what. What Johnny Taylor says, even though when he's a state worker, right? So like it's that, yeah.
And by the time, I mean, it's gonna like, after she dies, I mean, give it 2 weeks, it'll be gone.
Yeah. Well, it won't be because the first President Bush is probably going to be, and she, you know, she's going to, she's going to hammer that, but she went private with her Twitter. So I'm guessing you won't hear again.
Hear that, or you know what happened is like George W. will be like, that's her freedom to say what she wants to say. And that's,
he absolutely will
because he's not President Trump.
Well, and here's the other thing. Her words have little to no impact on him at all. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to go sit in the tub and paint my toes.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit what you say? Yeah. I'm going to the ranch and clear some brush and live my life.
And actually, no. Actually, at this point, he's self-aware enough to know the shit that he's fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he. That's why he's
turned the. He's turned the corner.
His art therapy is. He knows that he caused some deaths unnecessarily. That's why his art therapy is painting pictures of fallen soldiers. Like, that's not an accident.
And his toes.
And his toes, yeah. But that's why his art therapy.
He paints his toes?
Yeah.
He doesn't paint his toes. He paints a picture of his feet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like in the bathtub.
I see.
Yeah. But he paints pictures of fallen soldiers. There's a reason. That's the reason why. Is he's self aware enough to know that that's what he did.
And what Dick Cheney did.
What Dick Cheney did.
And he went along with.
What he went along with.
Whether wittingly or unwittingly, he's the guy in control.
Yeah. So he's, I think at this point I like him more than I like his father. And actually, I was a Republican when his father, I voted for his father.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Dukakis was not really a great choice.
Yeah.
Just going to say that.
But then I found out that the CIA was part of the crack epidemic, so that's why I don't like his father now.
Well, that's what the C stands for.
Yeah.
Crack.
Crack.
Crack Investigative Agency.
That's it.
Meanwhile, I love this headline. Houses disappeared when tumbleweeds rolled into this California city. And I'm like, what California city is this? Well,
city in the middle of fucking nowhere.
The edge of the Mojave Desert is exactly what it is. Victorville.
I've been to Victorville.
Yeah. Is what's the best thing about Victorville?
When you're leaving. No, I think Route 66 went through Victorville.
Probably.
I think that that's kind of like a cool little thing about it.
There's probably a diner or something there.
No, but we used to drive there when I lived in 29 Palms. We would drive out to Victorville sometimes because there's some bars and stuff out there. And there's a Air Force base out there. So
there it is. It looks like just a big patch of it's tumbleweed.
Yeah, it's tumbleweeds, man.
It's tumbleweed. Lots of them. It's crazy. Dozens of homes in the neighborhood, which borders an undeveloped tract of desert land, were seemingly swallowed up by mounds of dry brush. Apparently the buildup reached 7 feet high on one guy's property, and it took laborers several hours with a pitchfork to move the tumbleweed to the street.
They're just trying to get into the house.
Oh my God. When I moved out to California, driving through, Oklahoma and the panhandle of Texas, there was wind and there were tumbleweeds blowing across and like were hitting the hood of the car. As you're going across on Highway 40, I'm like, what sort of fucking hellscape am I in here?
Yeah, it's pretty, seeing tumbleweeds go across the freeway is pretty cool.
Yeah, unless they're scraping up your car.
Yeah.
Just overran.
It's covered under your comp insurance though, so just let it happen. Don't worry about it.
Just let it happen. All right.
Oh, and then the best thing about Barbara Bush's funeral was that she didn't invite President Dumbass.
Well,
and, or they didn't. They didn't.
Well, the photo going around, Melania went to represent the administration. The photo that's been going around is of her Melania Trump sitting next to Barack Obama, and he's speaking with her and she's smiling.
Yeah.
Which you never see when she's with her husband. But, well, you know how women can be. All right. meanwhile, in North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. I'm Noelle King. Anton Williams was playing a video game at home in North Carolina when he heard a noise. The teenager went to the window and saw roofs flying off his neighbor's houses. It was a tornado, but he was winning the game. He kept playing. The power lines came down. He kept playing. He took his sister and nephew into the bathroom for shelter. He finally finished the round and hunkered down. The family is fine. But next time, Anton, please just hit pause. It's Morning Edition.
So, Jason, you're the gamer.
Yeah.
Do you hit pause?
Well, if you're playing an online game like PlayerUnknown Battleground or Fortnite or Sea of Thieves or Rainbow Six Siege, Halo, just so many, and Battlefield. You can't press pause. You cannot press pause on the round. Like you'll get killed. Or you'll get disconnected. Like I got disconnected from a game because my wife got home and needed help with the baby. So I set it down.
What kind of names did you call her under her breath?
So I sat down. I said, "You're home now? Now?" And like I was turning in a quest. Like I'd been playing for an hour and a half and I was like, "Oh, we got to go back so we can turn these in." And they start turning them in and then she got a call and I didn't get to turn it in. Cuz when your wife calls you, you answer if you're a smart man and you want to remain married.
All right. So they did not, NPR, nice job. They didn't go ahead and let anybody know what game it was. So I think that's a failure on their part.
That was just a failure of a stupid fucking story in the first place. Like,
it's Morning Edition.
I don't give a fuck. There's like nothing that I needed to know. Like there's nothing in there except, okay, some kid kept playing a video game, even though like, That's like a Ripley's Believe It or Not segment. Like, go to a fucking commercial. Like, get the fuck out of here with that. What the fuck? Like, I'm fucking offended that NPR thought that that was okay to put on. Like, I come, like, the people that, some of the people that listen to NPR listen to hear, like, things to, because they want to listen to a trusted news source. Like, something that's, you know, gonna give them truth, like, at least not just push stuff out. Like, but that's just, that's like, I would expect to see that fucking article on Good Day Sacramento in the morning by Tina Hua, or whatever her name is.
Tina Hua.
Whatever, like, right? Tina, is that the wrong station?
No.
Okay.
You just got the name horrifically wrong.
Oh, yeah. Whatever, Tina. Whatever.
Tina Hua? That what you say?
Tina Hua.
I thought you were a friend to the ladies. Why are you talking about her hoo-ha?
I'm not talking. I'm just saying, like, I would expect that. I would expect that to be on that type of show, not on NPR, like, Morning Edition. Like,
listen, let me just clear something up for you. Everybody who does nothing but go, I listen to NPR, settle down. NPR is not Jesus.
No.
NPR is just NPR. And it's great that you like them. It doesn't make you better than anybody else because you listen to them. And that goes for all of you.
And she was just trying to do a lighthearted story to start today.
Right. I mean, we have to know what's going on in North Carolina. Carolina. I have breaking news, although it's not breaking news by the time you hear this because we recorded this on Monday. I got a Bleacher Report alert that Mitt Romney has trolled Russell Westbrook during Game 4 of the
Utah-Oklahoma
City series. Let's take a look. Here we go. There's Russ walking off, and... Oh, there's Mitt Romney. He's that four fouls. Oh my God. He's giving him the four fingers. Did you see that, Kareem?
Yeah.
Mitt Romney wearing a button down dress shirt with a Utah Jazz jersey over it.
Nothing says like I came, like I'm not really, I'm just wearing this because I'm here.
I kind of like Mitt Romney more, just because he's willing to, yeah, that's four.
He doesn't give a fuck, does he? He's a real fan. Oh, God.
That is the most human I've ever seen Mitt Romney be. Literally ever. He ran for president. Never saw him be that human.
He might be president again after, like, if he keeps that.
He ain't even going to win his primary.
Yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, he has to.
He's got to compete in the primary.
In the primary, yeah.
All right. So, sorry, I had breaking news we had to get to. All right, so now let me make something very, very clear to you. New York is not New England. Nobody in New England makes this mistake. This can only come from New York.
Good morning, I'm Noelle King. An animal on the loose caused a minor freakout in New York City yesterday. Around 8:30 in the morning, a 911 caller reported a tiger roaming the streets of Harlem. Panicked New Yorkers went inside and took to Twitter. The NYPD dispatched officers to the scene, only to discover the tiger was not a tiger. It was a big raccoon. In their defense, some New Yorkers have pointed out both animals do have stripes. It's Morning Edition.
And that's why they want to say they're from New England. You're not from New England. These are your people. You call the raccoon a tiger and went inside and took to Twitter to talk about it.
It's not... And nobody's saying you guys don't have the harshest winters out there. Like, wow. Up in upstate New York. Nobody's saying that you guys don't have some harsh fucking winters up there. I mean, I think you'd even get some New Englanders to say, yeah, no, fucking upstate New York, that shit's fucked up.
Oh, yeah, you got the lake effect snow?
Yeah. We're sorry, guys, but you're not part of New England. Doesn't make you part of New England.
Yeah, you're just not.
I can't wait. I'm just going to give my wife so much shit from now on for the rest of her life. She has no idea. I'll be like,
play that for her.
Oh, my God.
Go, these are your people, honey.
Yeah.
And if she goes, no, I was born in North Carolina, play her the video game one. So, look, we got you covered either way.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, in Toronto, and this was before the whole thing with the guy driving on the sidewalk. So a pair of accordion players performing the summer hit Despacito while appearing on subway trains in Toronto have been warned to stop or risk being fined.
What? Who's fining for Despacito?
I know. Come on, man.
On the accordion?
You know, I've actually only listened to that song. Like, I have never listened to that song all the way through.
Oh, well. Let's fix that.
It's just on the accordion?
No. Well, this is the one
squeeze box.
This is the one with Justin Bieber that everybody was hearing. Two men have been spotted separately by commuters on various stretches of the subway system in recent days, and videos of their performances have been circulating on social media. The reaction to the busking is divided, with some online expressing their dislike, while others applaud the men for entertaining during their commute. The Toronto Transit Commission said enforcement officers came across the men a couple of times earlier this month and issued warnings, saying, "We have not received any formal complaints through our customer service department. What we have seen is the online chatter and people posting videos."
And when they do, it'll be a white woman.
Well, busking, see, here's the thing. Busking on trains is not allowed, and players must be approved before they can perform in designated areas on TTC property.
What?
Hey, it ain't New York, it's Toronto.
Yeah.
You gotta get your panhandler license. The man who were identified as brothers could be issued tickets if their on-train performances continue. Transit customers have the right to enjoy a relatively peaceful ride. The spokesman added that a common complaint from riders is about people playing their music too loudly without headphones. The accordion players have both received love and loathing from their audiences. One transit rider recently tweeted, "Thank you, accordion man on the subway, for making this rainy commute home a little more entertaining." Meanwhile, another tweeted, "I'm getting a little tired of this Despacito accordion player riding the subway. Nothing fails to sour me faster." That's Canadian complaining.
Despacito.
A Toronto-based professional accordion player who's seen the videos of the two men said, "Despacito isn't a particularly difficult song to play, but performing on a moving train can make a performance more challenging." Adding, "The accordions are pretty heavy, and it's probably a bit difficult because on the subway, you need to hold on to something when there's an abrupt stop. It should definitely be a little tiring because apparently they play for long periods of time standing up." He also went on to add, "I may be biased because I'm a musician, but if I was on that train, I'd actually enjoy it and I'd tell all my friends about it." See, now this, NPR, is how you tell a story. They didn't just go, "Oh, there's people on the subway playing Despacito on the accordion." They went and found a fucking professional accordion player and asked him his expert opinion about it.
It sounds like journalism 101.
Take that, NPR, and that's from CTV in Canada. Come on,
it's an equivalent, right?
It's not. No, CTV is actually the commercial. CBC is the publisher.
Ah.
So.
Not to be confused with CBD. It's cannabinoids, boy.
Oh, well, and since you really wanted to hear what it sounds like, here it is. On the accordion. Here we go. Come on.
It's a new Spotify ad?
No, this is from the CTV website. Oh. It's circling. Circling and thinking.
It's like, you guys aren't in Canada. You can't watch this.
Well, I'm going to blame Twitter because it's linked through Twitter.
Fuck you, Twitter.
Fucking Twitter.
What are you looking good for, you stupid Twitter?
Goddamn Twitter.
Why don't you just tweet yourself out?
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and open it on Twitter and see if I can find it there.
Rather
than go ahead and do that. Go to this. No, I don't want to do that.
God damn it, stupid
why
piece
is,
of shit.
Why is
oh,
this so hard?
Look at there. Oh, now you got the pop-ups coming up. Oh, shit. Oh, there's the other pop-up. Oh, now there's three more pop-ups. Oh, now there's eight pop-ups. No, get on top of them.
That's what happens when you go on Twitter. Nothing but pop-ups.
Ooh, you know what I miss? They're Pop-Tarts.
Oh, those are, do you like the frosted ones?
I do.
Favorite flavor?
I really like, the cherry. I like the cherry ones, and the strawberry ones with the frosting, but, eventually I got into, like, they came out later in my late teens, early stoner years, with the chocolate ones, and those were really good.
I had some of those last week.
Get the fuck out of here. Let them play their fucking accordion. Stop being a fucking sourpuss. Go to the next fucking car.
It drowns out the sound of the brakes squealing on the tracks.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. What the fucking sourpuss is? Get the fucking sourpuss is out of here.
Change here from right to. Doors will open on the right.
Sounds good.
All right, here's what I will say. If I only rode the train once, I might go, that's kind of cool. If I rode the train every day, and on my way to work and on my way from work, I had to hear this asshole playing Despacito and nothing but Despacito,
I'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, if I, but at the same time, if I got onto the car and I saw this guy on that car, I'd be like,
oh, I'm motherfucker.
I'm going to the car next to this one. Like, there's really, it's not like there's just one car in the subway. Like, there's going to be multiple, probably four or five, maybe six or seven, depending on what time of the day it is. So, go to the next car. Like, they can't be in every car. They can't be in every car. They're not moving from car to car because they're carrying a heavy fucking accordion. So walk away from them.
It wasn't as bad as Taylor Swift doing Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh my God, that shit was fucking horrible. I tried to play that. I tried to find it to play for somebody, but they already taken it down.
Thank God.
You couldn't find it anywhere.
That's probably for the best. Okay. So, really quick. I got,
some potato salad from Karen.
And enjoy sex toy news.
Oh yeah. It's time for a little, sex toy news. And the music, of course, of sex toy news.
Ooh, a different version of it.
Oh yeah. I got like five or six versions of it. Thank you, Spotify. All right. So. You know how women love their astrological signs?
I think you say astroglide, but yeah, astrological signs also.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the best sex toy for you based on your zodiac sign.
Ooh. Ooh.
So we can figure out exactly what goes for each of our ladies.
All right.
When is Christine's birthday?
June 20.
Okay.
June 20.
Kareem, when's Barbara's birthday?
It's October 6th.
Okay. And Leslie is August 31st. So let's start this up. Aries, March 21st to April 19th. The Essential Suede Flogger by Bear Leatherworks. You can get that at kinkstore.com. If you're a Taurus, April 20th to May 20th, the Satisfyer Pro 2... retails for $49.95. Apparently, Taurus is a really sensual sign. They like a nice atmosphere, good food along with it, and Taurus will be drawn to something that feels really good on the skin, made from quality materials. There it is.
Oh, good.
You can buy that on Amazon. If you're going to do that, of course, go through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. If you're a Gemini, you're one of the twins. That's May 21st to June 20th. Oh, there's Mrs. Casey. The Wii Vibe Nova, also available on Amazon. Use the tab. $149. Gemini is an intellectual sign. Really curious. They need something interesting and unusual. Any of the air signs should try something with variety. Different speeds, different attachments. Any way you want to go. How would you describe that thing? I'm going with sex mitten.
Yeah. Gets both the inside and the outside tickled.
Oh, yeah. It tickles everything. It's also described as a glorified rabbit model.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like the rabbit.
A little bit. It's got a clitoral stimulator attached to the bendable arm, a very smart hack that makes it a safe bet for many body types. Mm. It also has 10 preset vibration patterns, plus the option to make it your own through the Wii Vibe app.
Ooh.
There you go. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd. The Joppin Aries. This is a cheap one, $29 at babeland.com.
I don't even know what the hell that looks like.
It's a lobster claw vibrator that might be a good fit for some people.
I hope it's a lot smaller than it looks.
Well, it may just be one that sets on the outside, Kareem. Oh, it's a 5-speed finger vibrator that has one feature water-loving crabs will approve. It's a waterproof silicone body.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
So it goes in the bath. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd, the Crave Vesper. It's $149, also at babeland.com. I don't know exactly what this is. Let's discover it together. It's gold, I will say that. It's a vibe slash necklace done up in extravagant 24 karat gold. Oh, it's a vibrator that you wear around your neck. Who wouldn't want that?
Exactly.
Virgo, which is August 23rd to September 22nd. That would be my wife. The Minilimon, $119 at Minilife.com. Says Virgos are the planners and the perfectionists. They like to plan in advance. They're into cleanliness. Shit, that's dead on. Careful and methodical Virgos would seem to be good candidates for the toy that lets them pre-select the sensations they like without any deviation, something without too many bells and whistles that feels intuitive and natural, something they can rely on to deliver consistent orgasms. Libra, September 23rd to October 22nd. The Iroha Plus is $140.
It looks like a bar of Dove soap.
It really does. It's something that vibrates, you put on the outside of your pussy. Scorpios, October 23rd to November 21st. The Pico Bong Transformer, $129 at Amazon. Go through the tab. See, Scorpio is a sex sign. It's also very emotional, usually has a lot of depth. Now, while they can be sensitive and even surprisingly traditional, they like to be power-oriented.
Surprisingly crazy. It will be the best sex you ever had, but you might wake up with one nut.
It being the sex sign, they've probably tried just about everything. What to get the sign that's done everything? The toy that does everything. It's a dual-ended vibe that looks almost like Bungie Bros use it to keep their sunglasses strung around their necks. Yes, it does.
That's what I thought it was.
Sagittarius, the Iroha Stick, available on Amazon. It's a vibrator that looks like lipstick. Moving on. Capricorn, oh, it's the wand. Le wand, I'm sorry, that's French for the wand. It's a standard big old vibrating wand. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th.
The butt plug.
Yep, but it's the B-Vibe Rimming Plug Cream for $150. Aquarius is experimental, gravitates toward unique and unexpected. She thinks they deserve a toy that's different or unusual. when the writer suggested butt plugs for Kinky Scorpio, the sex expert mused that those would probably be more fun for these water bearers. That in turn raises a question, which butt plug is the most unusual butt plug of them all?
Because if she did it for the Scorpio, they wouldn't need it. You might end up with it stuck in you.
Apparently, it's the B-Vibe rimming plug, which incorporates rotating beads in its neck to impart the sensation of receiving a rim job. Oh, there you go. And Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. Sports sheets under the bed restraint system. It's $28.95 at Amazon. Go through the tab. Pisces is submissive straight off the bat. They're open. They're less fussy. Pisces are more easygoing, more open, as well as being submissive, which makes their choice of toys pretty clear. You little fishes seem to like the perfect candidate for restraints.
Oh, wow.
Try these sports sheets under the bed restraint system and go find an Aries to tie you up. And that's it. There's our sex toy news.
I should tell you off this, but Christian Amanpour is doing sex around the world.
Like as a hobby?
It's a show. It comes on CNN on Saturday nights. So
is she nude for this? What's going
she's
on?
She's not. But they have they went to Japan, and I think it was Germany, and they had like binding classes.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you do it right.
Yes. It's crazy.
I think
interesting.
All right, I think we've had enough Despacito. All right, let's wrap this thing up. We've been at it for a while. Let's
leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right,
it's
time to go to Grand Forks, North Dakota, where Marilyn Haggerty is talking to the river.
Oh, is she talking to Gordy Little?
You mean Gordy Little?
Gordy Little.
Gordon Liddy is still with us.
I know, sorry. Gordon Little.
Gordy
Little.
Thought he was going to say Gordon Lightfoot.
Carefree Highway. Hey, water from the melting snow has been making a gurgling sound as it runs down the drain near my house on Cottonwood Street. Marilyn lives on Cottonwood Street, everybody. There are a couple of crows swooping around, acting as if they own the outdoors. And I've decided this is the breakout week in Grand Forks. So, I went over to the banks above the Red River. I got as close as I could, and I shouted, "Red, this is it! We're done with you and your ice! Start sending some catfish so people like Ernie the Angler don't have to do ice fishing!" There were things I needed to talk about down by the river. After all, Sunday has been designated as Earth Day. How should we celebrate? It seems like we could make mud pies. She literally means pies made out of mud.
Right.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Hey, the weekend arrives with what they call the Toughest Monster Truck Tour on Saturday at the Alaris Center. It all begins with a parade at 5:30 in the Grand Cities Mall parking lot. Oh, we missed that. Mm. That was last week.
Darn it.
I will give you guys a report of the state fair when I come back.
Nice.
Are you going to the Nebraska State Fair?
The North Dakota.
North Dakota?
Yeah.
North Dakota. And you're going when? June?
July.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot more sense than a lot of the other things that people have decided to do. All right. You know what? I think this is a good song to finish Marilyn's column with.
Oh, do you know what I found out about Stitches?
What's that?
Well, he is white. He's also Cuban. He's half Cuban. I didn't know that.
No.
I thought he was just a white dude. But then I was informed that, no, even if you're Cuban, you're kind of, and you're white, you're kind of considered a white dude.
Yeah.
Because everybody in Miami has Cuban.
Yeah, but that's part of the reason, that was part of the revolution, was Castro got rid of all the white people who were upper class.
There was a time when it took a special proclamation from the governor or mayor to set a day aside as something special. Nowadays, anybody and everybody can proclaim special days. There's a so-called National Sandwich Day. There's Run for Dinner Day. So why couldn't we have Alexander Griggs Day? Recently, I was talking to Leah Brzezewski, the director of the Grand Forks County Historical Society. She told me Alexander Griggs, on April 26, 1875, transferred ownership of the town of Grand Forks to the town of Grand Forks. Previously, he'd been the proprietor. They have a grainy-looking copy of the original document. It seems this calls for a celebration. Someone just has to figure out how. Oh.
That's how you can celebrate.
The cheerful persons of the week are Marianne DeVig and Mark Hadlich. You know who the cheerful person of the week is never?
Me.
Stitches.
Stitches!
You know what? Because she never has his money when he comes to collect.
Right. He's got to keep talking about it. What are you going to do with it? He's so angry.
She better have it.
Newman.
Newman.
Newman. Hogan.
I can't do a Jerry Seinfeld. Like, what's the deal with that?
Well, you could be a black person on the Samantha Bee Show. That's
it. I'd probably do much better Jason Alexander.
It's entirely possible. All right, thanks everybody for listening. That's going to do it for this episode of the show. Hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. Again, don't be an asshole.
Please don't.
Yeah. Stop it. So, I mean, let's see. There's something soothing about this song, and I think there's a problem there.
I know.
I'm like, why am I soothed by this? But the only nice thing is the way that Spotify pays artists, he ain't getting shit off of this.
Yeah, thank goodness. That's fine.
All right, classic episode on Monday, barring illness, injury, or some weird Freak of Nature. We'll see you next week. Bye.